bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, and we thank you for tuning in on tonight. Now, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Pastor Sheila Hameen will come forth and lead us in this opening prayer. Amen. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for mercy, O God. We thank you for this day. We thank you, O God, for just having mercy on our souls and
thank
for
you,
looking
Jesus.
Down upon wretches like us, Lord, and forgiving our sins, blotting out our transgressions. We thank you right now, Lord, for the opportunity to call upon your holy name. We come to you, Lord Jesus, asking in faith that you will stop by for just a little while, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
That you would bless our souls, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
That you would lay your hand upon us, my God. We need a touch from you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need healing and we need restoration.
Jesus.
We need you, Lord, to work on us, oh God, and make us what you have us to be. Mold us, oh Lord Jesus. Shape us and form us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart, my God, and renew a right spirit within us.
Yes.
We're depending on you, Lord, and
Jesus.
We're looking unto you, oh God. We are asking you to bless this broadcast tonight, Lord. Oh God, send forth your word, Lord. Let your word have free course, my God. Send
please,
your anointing,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. We know you're able, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And we're depending on you right now. Oh, Lord, be merciful and save the lost souls of men.
Yes.
Save them this day, Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Turn their hearts away from the world. Turn their minds, oh God, toward you. Give them a mind to be saved, Lord. Only
yes.
you can do it, my God.
Yes, Lord.
We're praying that you will break up the stony heart, oh my God, and put in a heart of flesh, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
work
of Jesus.
Wonders, oh God, work miracles, Lord Jesus. We are down here waiting on you, Lord.
Waiting,
Lord Jesus. While we're waiting on you, my God, work miracles, Lord, please. While we're praying, Lord Jesus, heal and deliver, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my Lord, please, Jesus, down and overtake us, Lord. Bless us tonight, Lord, with
yes.
the blessing that we stand in need of. Oh, my Lord, please remember those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless them tonight, Lord, with the things that they stand in need of, the
yes.
spiritual things, the natural things, financial, emotional, whatever the need is, oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless abundantly, Lord Jesus.
Bless, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we know you can do it. We're depending on you and we're waiting on you, Lord Jesus.
We're
praying, God, that this ministry will grow continually, that it will reach many more souls, even around the world, my God. Oh, Lord, we know that there's nothing impossible for you, oh God. Let somebody listening from afar hear your word tonight and
yes.
have a mind to give their lives unto you, Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
Oh, my God, let sins be forgiven and blot out transgressions.
Yes,
oh, Lord, wash in your blood. Do it right now, oh, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord.
Have mercy.
Remember that soul tonight that's deep in trouble, my God. Have mercy upon
them. Mercy.
And help them out of their trouble. Remember
yes.
that one, Lord, who is discouraged and, Lord, don't know what to do. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy.
Encourage their heart. Lift their burden tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, send your holy angels to minister unto that soul, God.
Yes.
Remember the backslider.
Yes.
Help the backslider to return unto you.
Help
Jesus.
Them, Lord.
Help them, oh God, to make it back before it is too late. Please, Lord, stay the hand of death.
And
give somebody enough time to repent of their sins and to make it right. Oh, God, we are depending on you. We are asking for mercy.
Yes,
please, Lord, remember the bereaved families tonight. Comfort and console them, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Touch their minds and their hearts. Help them, Lord, through this difficult time.
Yes.
Only you, God, can ease the pain that they feel, the grief and the agony. Oh, Lord, you are acquainted with the grief. Asking that you will be close to those families and help those families
help
to bear one another up, Lord, to support one another. Do it right now. And the family members who are not saved, I pray, God, that you will save them.
Yes,
have mercy on their souls. Lord, we thank you.
Yes,
we bless
Lord.
Your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for this
prayer,
Lord. We thank you for listening to us, oh God. Hallelujah. We
thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For being so good and so merciful and so patient with us. We thank you, Lord. For understanding us when no one else can. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
thank
you. Oh, glory to your name,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being close to us, oh Lord. We thank you for holding our hand, for leading and guiding us. We thank you for direction.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
Lord, we ask that you remember those, oh God, who are crying out with a special petition. Lord Jesus, remember them tonight and bless them with that petition.
Yes.
Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We believe it right now, and we count it as done. And we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah. Now, thank the Lord for that beautiful prayer.
Glory to God. We believe, God, the prayer of faith has been prayed. And I believe, God, I don't know about nobody else, and I can't speak for no one else, but I can speak for myself. Glory to God. I know God is a prayer-answering God. Thank you, Jesus. If we pour our hearts out unto the Lord, he knows what we have need of, and he's willing and waiting for us to just receive the deliverance. And I just thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Amin. And now we're going to have our announcement and a song. Well, praise the Lord. Before we go into that, we're going to have our open scripture read from the book of Psalms, the 103rd number of Psalms. And afterwards, we will have our announcement and a song coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. But we will be reading from the 103rd number of Psalms and beginning with the first verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Thank the Lord for that passage of scriptures from the 103rd number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of his word. And at this time, this part of this broadcast is turned over to Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681 #. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. But we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6767. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservice, title one school, and one is O-N-E. And we also want to remember all of the souls on the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gale family, Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley, and we want to pray for all unsaved family members, Tanika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shelley Donaldson, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And we're going to sing a portion of this song. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor God. I thank God for being back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. I do thank God for the beautiful opening scripture and the beautiful selection.
Yes.
I tell you, it's important that we bless the Lord and talk to your own soul.
Yes.
It's like the psalm is encouraging the soul of the psalmist, saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and
oh,
all
my
that
soul
is within me. Hallelujah. So working on yourself, encouraging yourself, urging yourself to bless the Lord and just not to forget all his benefits, not to forget that he is the one who forgives all of our sins and our iniquities.
Yes.
He's the one who heals all of our diseases.
Yes.
We have a right to bless his name. We have a right to praise him for all that he's done. Glory be to God. So we don't have to wait on someone to tell us to bless the Lord.
Amen.
We can tell our own selves when we think on all the things that God does for us and
yes,
has already done.
Yes.
We ought to want to bless his name with everything within us. Glory, hallelujah. He's the one who is our Redeemer.
Amen.
Glory to the Lord. He's the one who's there to crown us with loving kindness,
yes,
and tender mercies. And know this, everlasting.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. I thank
you,
him.
Thank you,
I thank him. Praise God. And I want to encourage you to be more thankful and to bless the name of the Lord. I believe that Job, even after all the things that had happened to him, he never charged God foolishly, but he maintained his integrity.
Yes.
And he turned around and blessed the Lord.
Amen. Yes, he did.
The devil gets mad when you be blessing the Lord.
Amen.
He's mad because he wants you to turn away from God. He wants you to be angry with God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But instead of being angry with God, you ought to bless his holy name.
Yes.
And make the devil mad.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, God is a good God. I thank God. Oh, that's such a beautiful, beautiful opening scripture. I just thank the Lord for the opportunity. And even though we are dealing with a lot of things, it doesn't stop us from blessing the Lord.
Amen.
We might not be able to do it like you desire to, but in some way, you ought to bless the name of the Lord. If you're in pain, and maybe you can't shout out like you want, wave your hand, scratch your foot, do something.
Yes, yes.
Bless the name of the Lord. Glory
Amen.
Be to God. So I thank the Lord for this great opportunity. And now at this time, let us prepare our hearts for the word of God. It's important that we receive the word from the Lord, that he may minister to our souls, that he may bless us with all the things that we definitely need while we're down here on this earth. Iniquity all around, but God
yes,
sends his word, and that word is exactly what we need to get us through, to help us, to endure, to encourage. encourage us. Amen.
Yes.
So at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of the host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, and let us pray along with her and for her that God's word will have free course and that the Lord will speak to us. God bless.
Amen.
Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija and for all that they do to help this broadcast to be what it ought to be. I really appreciate them. They're faithful, and they're always here to help out, and I'm glad about
glory
that.
To God.
And I also want to thank the Lord for my cousin Gloria and Jeanette and for their faithfulness, how they tune in and they listen in on the broadcast. They're faithful, and I thank the Lord for them. So we want to keep lifting up the name of Jesus and praising his name because he is worthy. And now let us turn our hearts and minds toward a short word of prayer, and then we're going to go into the word of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Pray that you will look upon us and every soul that is listening to this broadcast. We pray that you will touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive sins, blot out of transgressions, have your way and let your will be done. Send your word, O Lord, send thine anointing, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. My title tonight is Faith. Just one word, faith. And the theme is, where is your faith? Glory to God. Where is your faith? We're going to go to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and it reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, the Bible is telling us in this exactly what faith is. It is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. We don't see the things that we pray for. Sometimes we don't see it. But by faith, we believe that God will give them to us after we have prayed and sought the Lord.
Amen.
We believe in faith. And the Bible lets us know that faith without works is dead. And we can't have one without the other. You have to have both of them, and they work together. Now, I believe this was Paul speaking to the Hebrews, and he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Right now, faith right now is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And back in the Bible days, the elders, they obtained a good report through faith. They had that faith in God, and they trusted God. They trusted the word of God, and they began to go for the will of God by faith. And now, these times that we are living in now, you can hardly find faith on the earth.
The word of God says, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? We are living in terrible times now. Everything seems to be going awry, my Lord. But we have to continue to trust in our God. We have to hold on to that faith in God. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. We have to watch and we have to stand fast in that faith. Hold fast to your faith in God. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. We have to learn to trust in God with all of our hearts, all of our mind, and all of our soul. If we expect to make it in to the kingdom of God, we must have this faith. But we are living in very trying times, and men are giving in to the devil and giving in to the things that they know that they're not supposed to be doing. Lord, they are trusting in themselves.
Amen. Go ahead.
Right. They have forgotten about that faith in God. They want to see everything, and if they can't see it, they won't believe it. But the Bible says, blessed is he that believeth but hath not seen. Glory to God. We have to learn to take God at his word, trust him, even when we don't see the way. We don't see that door open, but the Lord is right there waiting to open up that door for us. If we just put our faith to work, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of lagging around the waters. Hallelujah. It's time to launch out into the deep. Although we don't see our way, it's time to launch out. Glory to God, we've been waiting around the edge of the water for a long time, scared to step in. Hallelujah. Scared to go forth in faith, believing that God will make the way for us. I thought about Abraham when he began to go up, and he took his son, and he was going to offer his own son. Hallelujah. But God, now see, he had that faith, and he believed that God will provide. He told his son, God will provide. He was trusting in his God, and he knew that his God would come to his rescue, that he would make a way out of no way. Glory to God. He was ready to slay his own son, but the Lord called unto him and said, Abraham, stay your hand. Glory to God. And about that time, I believe there was a ram and caught in the thicket. The Lord had provided a sacrifice. Glory to God. But also, Abraham, by faith, he was willing to sacrifice his own son to do the will of God. He was able to put his faith to work, and God worked it out for him. And I tell you, I'm getting tired of these dead heads hanging on. Lord have mercy. They'll cause you not to do anything for the Lord. They'll cause you to doubt what God told you to do. But you got to shake off the dead head. Hallelujah. If they don't want to go, you got to go and do what thus said the Lord. Do what God told you to do. And if they don't want to go, you go ahead. You know, because God put that burden on you. Hallelujah. When that burden is not on that individual, they might not go with you. They might not be there with you. But you got to go ahead on anyway, go in faith, not seeing your way, not seeing how things are going to work out. But if God told you to do it, you ought to take him at his word and launch out into the deep, cast your net on the right side. Glory to God. As Jesus told the disciples, after they had toiled all the night long and they didn't catch anything, and Jesus told them, cast your net on the right side. And when they got away, but they were obedient, they moved by faith, and they threw the net over on the right side. And when they began to draw it up, they had so much fish that the net would break. Hallelujah. You see, we got to live by faith. We got to go by faith. We have to learn to take God at his word. And God, he will always come through if we live by faith. As the Bible said, the judge shall live by faith. We don't see our way all the time. We got to live by faith. The Bible said, by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Things were not made of things which do appear. And by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. And by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God, I said God, had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Glory to God, he not pleased God. And God caused him to be translated. And then it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. There's no way you can please God without faith. You've got to have that faith. One of the fruits of the Spirit, the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. We got to have that faith. They all work together. You can't have one without the other. You must have all of the fruits of the Spirit. Glory to God. Amen. We have to learn to take God at his word, step out on faith, and do what thus saith the Lord. Let the Lord bless our souls. Let the God of us deliver and make us what he would have us to be. And God, he can cause our ministry to grow in Christ. Glory to God, we will be able to do great things. He said in his word, greater works than these shall ye do. Because I go to my Father. He knew that he was going back to his Father at an early age. And he knew that self was going to live longer, way longer than he lived. So that's why he said, greater works than these shall ye do. You're going to get much more work done. Glory to God. But we can't do it except we have that faith. Where is your faith? People talk faith. They don't live faith. They live by sight. They got to see everything. If they can't see it, they won't move. They won't step out on God's will. They won't help the work of God to grow. They want to see everything. But it doesn't Amen. Work that way. It doesn't work that way. We got to live by faith. And if we don't live by faith, then something is missing in our life. Glory to God. We got to learn to take God at his word. And his word is true. And then he says, by faith, with seventh verse, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. See, Noah moved. He was being warned by God of things not seen as yet. He had not seen them yet, but he moved with fear, and he began to prepare an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. He didn't see the water coming down. He didn't see what was going to happen. But by faith, he began to build that ark. And he began to prepare for them to go into that ark for the saving of his own house. And that's what we have to do. We can't depend on the ones that don't want to believe God and take him at his word. We got to move on and move by faith, trusting in the Lord our God, knowing that whatever he said he'll do, he will do it. And it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. Abraham, he went on out to a land. He got out from among his kindred and among his family, and he got on out there. Glory to God, he obeyed the word of God, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. You see that? She judged the Lord faithful who had promised unto her, promised a child unto her, and she believed it. And when that time came, she brought forth a child. The Bible said, therefore sprang there even a one in him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable, plenty the number of her obedience to God. Therefore there, even of one, even of one person, and him as good as dead. Her husband was as good as dead. He was up in age, and so was she. Glory to God, for God, he performed that which he said he would. And these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. They hadn't even received the promise, but they saw it afar off through faith. Glory to God. We have to take God at his word and live by faith. The just shall live by their faith, not by sight. Glory to God. We have to learn to move when the Lord speaks to us. Sometimes we lose out on our blessing. We lose out on our deliverance because we don't move when God speaks to us. We don't even believe it. Oh, I don't believe that. I don't think he means that. So ain't nothing happened yet, so I just don't believe that that's for me. But God is a God of his word. If he told you to do it, you can do it. So believe God, because if you don't believe him, you're not going to do anything. You're just going to sit around, continue to sit around, and do nothing. And nothing, no work is going to be done because you just continue to sit. But we got to break out of that, break loose from that, and do what does the Lord. Where is your faith? We are saying, we are testifying, and we are saying, the Lord wants me to do this, or the Lord told me to do this. But what are you doing? Just saying what he told you to do, but not doing it? No. We got to put our faith to work and trust in the Lord. And he will bring it to pass. Tells us in James, the first chapter, verse 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. I tell you, I don't like being around people like that. They'll say, oh, yeah, I'll go. Then next thing you know, they done changed their mind. No, I don't think I should go. I don't think I should do it. But God already gave you what to do. And you saying, I don't think I should go. They are just like a wave of the sea. And I know for myself, I went down by the ocean, and I looked at the waves coming in, and then they would go out. They come in, and then they go out. That's how some people's minds is. They come in, and they go out. As the Bible said, they are as a wave of the sea. Going in, coming out, going in, coming out. I don't know if I should go or not. I don't think I should go. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to sit right here. And nothing gets done. And you can look at your life.
All right.
And you can see there's no growth. Where is your faith?
Amen.
If you have that faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain would be removed out of this place. Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Glory to God. That's what faith is. We got to take God at his word. Put our faith to work. Don't worry about what time. He'll come through all types of people in different ways to make you doubt what God told you to do, to make you doubt whether this could be done or that can be done. Sometimes that devil will tell you, no, it can't be done, and you can't do thus and so, but you got to believe God, take him at his word, and get up and get busy for the Lord, and God, he will prove himself, amen, he'll let you know of a surety. This is what I want you to do. And he'll let you know assuredly that he is in the midst and that it's his will, because God will prove himself, and he doesn't leave himself without a witness, but he'll do just what he said he would do and just what he told you to do himself. But if we sit around, just keep sitting around, doing nothing, saying, I think, or I thought, or he said, or they said, but what did God say? He said faith without works is dead. So we got to get up and get busy. The Bible said, but we walk by faith, not by sight. We have to walk by faith even when we don't see the way. We got to take God at his word and move on anyway by faith, and he will get the work done. The Bible says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. We must take the holy scriptures that we have learned. And these scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. It's all in Christ Jesus. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all fullness of God. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that easily beset us, and let us with patience run the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Take God at his word. He'll do what he said he will do. He won't leave himself without a witness. But God, I say God, he will bring it to pass. But where is your faith? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17. We have to live and not by sight. Want to see everything. Want to know how you're going to do this. How you're going to do that. We don't know. We just stepping out on his word, trying to do what he told us to do. We don't know how he's going to work it out. But we are moving by faith. And we believe God. And we know that he will work it out, and he will do it his way. However he will, that's the way he will do it. And I'm not worrying about how he's going to do it. My main thing is I just want to be sure as him. That's it. I'm living by faith, trusting in God, not trusting in no man down here, not trusting in family and loved ones. Because you know why? God, he can make the unsaved bless you. He can make cause the unsaved
Amen.
To help you out where your own,
yes, he can.
The ones you grew up among and your own won't even lift a finger to help you. Not willing to deny themselves to help the work of the Lord to go forward. But my trust is in God. My faith looks up to God. Put your faith to work. Put it to work. If you don't put it to work, it's just going to stay there, dormant. Nothing is going to happen. But you got to take it and put it to work. For without it, we cannot please God. We must have that faith and put it to work. I thank God for his word on tonight. At this time, there may be somebody out there in radio land You want to trust in the Lord. You want to put your faith to work. Maybe you were lagging around, slowing around, not being busy about your Father's work, not even doing what he told you to do. Now is the time to take your faith and put it to work. Glory to God. You can be saved because the Lord, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Maybe you say, well, I've been seeking, I've been calling, I've been praying, I've been churching, I've been going to church and this and that. Well, the Lord is able to save you if you want to be saved, but you got to keep trusting in him. Don't doubt him because it didn't work the first time. Don't doubt him because you didn't get what you wanted when you did pray. Just keep on praying. And if you pray earnestly, seeking the Lord with all your heart, I guarantee you the Lord will come to your rescue. He will come to you and he will hear your cry. He will deliver your soul if you do it like the Bible
says.
Glory to God. I'm a witness to that. And we have many witnesses. That's what the Bible was saying. Wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses, glory to God, there are many witnesses to this profession. There are many witnesses of what God has done and how God has delivered others. He can deliver your soul today. I don't care what it is. If it's healing for your body, believe God, take you up to faith. Well, you have cancer, and there's no more help for you. Put your faith to work. Put it in Jesus. He can work it out. Trust in the Lord. Don't trust in the doctors, but trust God. And God, he can deliver. He can come to your rescue. He can turn it around. He can fix it in your body. He can heal your body. And save your soul. Glory to God.
Yes.
He can fill you with the Holy Ghost. He can change you from the way that you're going. You want to be turned around from that old wretched life. Jesus is right here, right now, to do it for you. You have to believe on the Lord Jesus and take him at his word. And God can do it. I don't care what it is, whatever your situation is. You need him to move in your home. He can move in your home. You can trust God. Take him at his word. I'm reminded of a testimony that I heard. There was a woman, she was saved, but her husband wasn't saved. And he kept coming home, drinking and being drunk and carrying on. Oh, Lord, she got so tired. But she got to praying in that house, and she kept on praying and praying and praying. And one day, the Lord delivered her. Glory to God. And God worked it out in her favor. God can do it. He can do it for you. I don't care how hard it seems. God can do it. I may not be able to do it, but God can do it. So, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord while we go in prayer, praying the prayer of faith. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you, Lord. We pray that you touch some soul right now, Lord. Help somebody to get up and to move by faith. Help them to take you at your word and stretch out on your word. Help them, Lord Jesus, to move, Lord, by faith. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able, oh Lord. Look upon us, Jesus. Help us to do your will. Help us to stretch out on your word. Help us to draw closer to you. Help us, oh Lord, to put our faith to work. Help us, Jesus, to work while it is day. Night coming when no man can work. The day is far spent. Help us to get in a hurry for our souls. Help us, Jesus. Help us
You know all about us. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, you commissioned us. You told us, Lord, to go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Help us to do your will. Help us, oh Lord, to go when we don't see the way. Help us, Jesus, to perform your work when we don't have a dime in our pocket. Help us, Jesus, to launch out by faith. Help us today, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. You're able to take us through. You're able to make the way, Lord. You're a way maker. You're a door opener, Lord. You know how to fix it, Lord. Oh, my God, give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Help us,
yes.
Lord, to take you at your word. Help us, oh, Lord, to offer up the sacrifices of praise, Lord. Help us. Oh, my God, I know you're able. Look on your people everywhere. Help us to get in a hurry for our souls. Help us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We realize that the night cometh when no man can work. Help us to be about your business. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go with us, O Lord. Lead us and guide us. Help us to acknowledge you in all our ways. Help us, Jesus. Help us to put our faith to work. We know you're able, oh Lord. Lord, we pray that you will save the unsaved, heal and deliver, forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Make us the vessel that you would have us to be. And Lord, we pray that you move every hindrance, everything that seeks to hinder us from doing your will. We bow. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we rebuild you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, the blood is against you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are seeking to do your will, to please you, Lord. But Satan has risen up to hinder us. We pray that you bind this work, bind this
mind.
Bind
it,
oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, my God, I believe you today. I take you at your word. I believe you, Lord. And I know that you will make a way. I thank you right now, Lord.
About it.
You must have faith and to overcome. We thank God for this word, for the anointing of God, and also for the prayer. And I could say of a truth that my heart is encouraged. She preached. I mean, she brought forth the word in power and in ministry.
Yes, she did. Amen.
Under the power of Almighty God. And I want to encourage you to take the word in for yourself. And this is a time where faith is being tried like never before. But where is your faith? You have to make sure that your faith is solid, that your faith is not moving, it's not going anywhere. Amen. Because when Jesus comes, he's looking for us to have faith.
Right.
I truly thank God for the word of God. I thank God once again for this broadcast. And I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word of God. And she also prayed, and in that prayer, rebuking the enemy.
Yes.
Because he has no right to the people of God. He's trying to blind people and put them in darkness and just don't want them to hear the word of God. But in the name of Jesus, he's a liar, and he cannot overthrow the work of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for this broadcast and for all of you. And I want to encourage you to continue to dial in, continue to go after God like never before. And if you have any doubt concerning your faith, if you go to the Lord and you acknowledge this before him, the Lord will assure your faith. Praise be to God. He'll take away all of your doubt, draw back whatever is in the way, and you'll be able to stand firm on, fixed on your faith. So this time we're going to have remarks from Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that word, for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about faith and asking that, where is it? Where is your faith? You know, and like she said, if we expect to make it into the kingdom of God, we have to have faith. And, you know, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And sometimes, you know, we don't see our way. And that scares people. But I like how Evangelist Maybell begin to say, launch out into the deep. You know, don't be like that wave. Don't be tossed to and fro. But go ahead and launch out to the deep. No, we can't see our way all the time. That's what faith is. You know, some people, they believe that faith is what they see happening. But you have to have it in order to see it come to fruition, what you expect. You know, like the Bible says, you know, what a man sees, why are you going to hope for what you already see?
Amen.
We're
That's
hoping
right.
for that we don't see. And then we, with patience, we're waiting for it. And
Amen.
I thank God for the word. I enjoyed it. I just tell you, the Lord spoke through her, sent his anointing. And I truly, truly enjoy the word of God. Then it's able, you keep on preaching the word of God.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Cynthia.
I thank God for the word of God on tonight. She brought forth the beautiful word of God.
Yes,
spoken in power and in demonstration. Talking about that faith.
Yes.
And she began to ask the question, where is your faith?
Yes.
In God. Where is your faith? The Bible said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth?
Yes.
Amen. We have to have that faith in God. It doesn't matter what it looked like, what it seemed like, how far out of sight it is. We still have to have faith in God and believe that he would do just what he said he would do.
Amen.
Thank God for the word of God, Evangelist. You continue to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations.
Yeah.
And again, thank God for the Gospel Truth broadcast. This time, the broadcast is back in the hands of the host, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I give all glory and honor unto the Lord. I thank the Lord. My soul is encouraged. My very soul is in through this word on tonight. And I thank the Lord for all of the supporters, Venice Hameen, Venice Khadijah, Venice Cynthia, and my cousin.
I thank the Lord for them, how they continue to chime in on this broadcast, and not only mine, but Evangelist Hameen's too. And I thank the Lord.
Amen.
I want to encourage them to continue. God has great things in store for you. We have to take it. You know, when we say that, people think we're just saying it or just talking or something. But God is real. And if you by you continuously praying and coming on this broadcast, God will bless you just for that, because obviously something, you're looking for something from the Lord, and God has it. So I just thank the Lord on tonight for this broadcast, for the word of God, asking that all of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me as I endeavor to try to do the will of the Lord. And at this time, if there's no more remarks or anything else at this time.
Nothing else.
Thank the Lord. If not, just bring this broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being again Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We look forward to meeting you there at the broadcast. God bless you, and good night.